Democrats in the state Senate now have 32 votes in the chamber, which under normal circumstances would mean they would hold the majority in the Senate. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it's more complicated than that.
A hand count of the votes for a Senate race on Long Island finds that the Democrat, John Brooks, has beaten Republican incumbent Michael Vendetto. Vendetto's father is under indictment on corruption charges. That result means Democrats now hold 32 seats. That's enough for a numerical majority in the 63-member Senate. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says it's time for Democrats to now lead the chamber.
The reality is this is what makes the majority, 32.
But so far, the Democrats are not poised to be in charge. That's because of a couple of different factors. One, Democrat Simcha Felder of Brooklyn sits with the Republicans. He said he's not likely to change that. That gives the GOP-led coalition 33 members. And also, seven of the Democrats belong to a breakaway subgroup known as the Independent Democratic Conference. The IDC has formed a coalition with the Republican senators in the past. They've not yet said whether they might now ally with the Democrats. Senator Stewart-Cousins, who would become the state's first female African-American legislative leader, says it's mind-boggling that there would be even a question of whether Democrats should be in charge.
Stop having this conversation about whether or not Democrats should govern when they have the majority. We shouldn't have to justify our ability to govern after people have elected us to do that. And that doesn't happen anywhere else.
She says with President Trump in power in Washington come January, New York, with Democrats in the legislature and the governor's office, could be an important firewall and even a national leader against policies that could harm women and immigrants. And she's calling on Governor Cuomo to step in and help.
I believe that the governor has a tremendous amount of influence, and I do believe that the governor knows better than most people how important it is that we stand as Democrats.
A number of progressive-leaning groups are also calling on Governor Cuomo to act. Karen Scharf is with Citizen Action.
It becomes much more urgent right now when we have a Republican president and a Republican Congress who are poised to not only take away people's health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, but also to privatize Medicare and make it much harder for Medicare beneficiaries to get health care, to cut Medicaid, which will have a massive impact on our state budget, to deport people who have been here and who are working in New York State and have families in New York State. They've got a hedge fund profiteer who's destroyed jobs. They had the Treasury Department. They're bringing back, basically Wall Street economics to Washington.
A spokeswoman for the Independent Democratic Conference issued a somewhat sarcastic response to the calls to unite, saying that Senator Stewart-Cousins has not spoken to IDC leader Senator Klein in over a month, and he has no idea what her grand plan is for Democratic unity. Cuomo made the greatest effort since he's been governor to campaign for Democratic candidates in 2016. He endorsed several candidates and he attended rallies. He spoke at a fundraiser back in October where he said the IDC should join up with the rest of the Democrats, but he warned there would have to be compromises.
I believe the IDC will want to make a coalition. The Senate Democrats are going to have to be flexible. Otherwise, they could go with the Republicans.
Cuomo's office had no immediate comment on whether he'll weigh in again on the Senate leadership struggle. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.